Hi, and happy Saturday. I hope you all had a blessed week and are having a wonderful start to your Lenten season. With it being the Lenten season, what are you offering up for Jesus? Are you giving anything up, such as favorite sweets or snacks? Are you going without something? Are you volunteering your time or doing more for your community? Are you being more intentional with your time? There are so many options one could do for Lent. Are you telling yourself you can't do any of these, or even more, because you feel you will be tempted and might fall short? If you are telling yourself you can't do it, maybe now is the perfect time to challenge yourself and push yourself to the limit. For Jesus went to the desert to pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights. He was tempted by the devil 3 separate times. He has been there. He has walked the walk and fought the temptation and decided we were still worth dying for and saving. Here is a Bible verse for today, and it comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Here is a prayer for today. Jesus Christ, our Savior, let us come to you now. Our hearts are cold. Warm them with your selfless love. Our hearts are sinful. Cleanse them with your precious blood. Our hearts are weak. Strengthen them with your joyous spirit. Lord, our hearts are empty. Fill them with your divine presence. Lord Jesus, our hearts are yours, now and forever. Amen. In short, you can do anything with Christ by your side. So, what can you do this Lenten season for Jesus to show your love and your gratitude for all that he did for you? God bless, and see you all next time.